And we're back here on Unusual Sources, 93.3 CFMU FM here in Hamilton. I'm very pleased to be speaking with Eitan Bronstein, and he's the founder of Zochrot, the Israeli organization dedicated to raising awareness in Hebrew in Israel of the Nakba to promote accountability for the Nakba among the Jewish public of Israel and the implementation of the right of return of Palestinian refugees. So he's going to be touring Canada very soon to introduce and promote the new book, Nakba, The Struggle to Decolonize Israel. Now, fortunately, I was able to find out a good deal about this book. So Eitan, thanks very much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you, Brendan, for hosting me.
Well, I was just saying about your website. There's this website, decolonizer.org. That's D-D-E-colonizer.org. And that seems to describe the book and has a lot of relevant materials. Is that something that you set up?
Yeah. The website, we set it up. Of course, we have to mention my partner also for Decolonizer, but also for writing the book. And she will be touring with me in Canada in a couple of days, Eleonor Merza Bronstein. We wrote the book together, yes.
That's very important. And yes, it is very prominently mentioned in the publicity materials. We are very lucky in Hamilton and in Canada to have the co-authors, the Bronsteins, who will both be touring. And in fact, let me give you the information about the Hamilton stop right now. We have a poster here, a preliminary poster from Independent Jewish Voices. It's the 2023 Independent Jewish Voices Canada book tour. The book is Nakba, The Struggle to Decolonize Israel, featuring the Bronsteins. And it has a location, October 23rd, here in Hamilton at the Workers Arts and Heritage Center at 51 Stewart Street. And that's going to be at 7 o'clock p.m. on October 23rd. That's the upcoming Monday. And of course, there's blurbs and all sorts of recommendations. And we're one of the first times people are going to be hearing about this Hamilton talk. And this is going to be promoted to a broad audience. We want to get people out to this, especially now. So now this is a regrettable kind of question we have to look at. But for listeners who might not be familiar with the term, what was the Nakba?
I'm sorry, but I have to start from today. And I think what we are witnessing today in Palestine, mainly in Gaza, it's kind of a Nakba. Nakba, it's a word in Arabic, which means a catastrophe. And it refers to the first Nakba, the big Nakba of 1948, when most of the Palestinians, some 750,000 inhabitants of Palestine, were expelled by Israelis, by Zionist armed units, and most of their localities, more than 600 localities, were destroyed, and their right of return is denied since then until today. This is basically what the Nakba means.
So how does it feel for you to be touring at a time when the Palestinians are at the risk of facing a second Nakba?
Yeah. In fact, I have to say, honestly, you know, when we were thinking about this tour and planning it, and of course we were glad to have this book out. It was first, by the way, out couple of years back in Hebrew and then in French, and then came the English edition, and now it's in Arabic also out there. And we were thinking, okay, you know, we're happy to do it, but what's the relevancy of this, of like to talk today about history, 1948, there is a right-wing government in Israel? It's not anymore, almost not anymore relevant really in the discourse in Israel. Unfortunately, we don't see how it fits today. And suddenly this huge tragedy fell on us since the last Saturday, October 7, and it became suddenly so, so relevant. And I think in fact, for years, I was saying many times that I don't think a Jewish state after the Nakba, and while denying the Nakba since then, is really viable. It can really last forever, and one day it will collapse in one way or another. The Jewish state will be profoundly changed, and the Israelis and Palestinians will have to live together in equality. And I always knew that, or said that, it will not come as a nice process. It will not come as when Israelis will say, okay, it's not a good idea to be colonizers in our home, what is became, of course, our home, in occupied Palestine, but to be equal. No, Israelis will never do this. And they will have to be defeated in one way or another. Of course, we couldn't expect, and we are not happy at all, and we are so sad that it started with a mass killing, of massacre, of terrible massacres and other atrocities done by Palestinians to Israelis. But I think what we are witnessing now is probably this catastrophe that we expected to happen at some point in order to generate the big fundamental change that this land of Palestine, people call it Eretz Israel, doesn't matter, we will have maybe one day equality and justice.
Well, going on that, I was looking through the Independent Jewish Voices Hamilton email list. They were planning for your book launch for a few months now, and it was something of a somewhat leisurely process. Maybe back in August, September, they're saying, well, this is coming, the IJV tour is coming, what preparations should we make? And of course, they had no idea that there was going to be a conflict of this intensity at the time you were visiting. What kind of questions do you think you might receive? Or when you're touring, I imagine there's going to be a question and answer when you discuss the book and talk with the audience. How do you think these new events and questions over what triggered a Palestinian uprising at this time and how we're in actual danger of a second Nakba, what kind of questions might be different now coming to you than, say, if this were done 3 months ago?
Well, I think I think the main topic of our talks, and even ourselves, will be to refer to the situation today and try to learn from what we know about the Nakba and since then, to how to reflect about nowadays. Yes, so I guess we will. You say that people might ask new questions. I have to say that we are asking ourselves, in fact, new questions. I can give you one example. At the beginning of, like, in Saturday 7, 10 days ago now, when we faced or witnessed from far, but knew about what's going on in the kibbutzim and all this massive attack on Israelis, we right after that we started to talk with comrades, with friends, with people, and for years, you know, we have many Palestinian comrades, and we see them as comrades from the struggle. And something happened, I have to say, for the first time, that some of our comrades, in fact, both Palestinians and Israelis, the shock was so strong that I think it also shaken our own positions. And something that we could have never imagined, you know, so much atrocities done by Palestinians to Israelis, including civilians, kids, women, elders, all. Like forced us to see, to take position to kind of a new phenomena, a new moment that we never had in history. Usually in history, we were quite clear, and our analysis of the situation is and was always that it's a colonial, settler colonial situation in Palestine, in order to have a Jewish state, a state that only Jews can have full rights there. And then we have, of course, military occupation and apartheid and so on. So there is clear balance or imbalance of power when there is a colonizer and a colonized. And for that, some moments, this balance was heavily shaken. And then it's a new moment. No one of us was, I think, ready for such a situation. And we were witnessing some of new positions around us, or what we see as new positions, that from one hand, on one hand, Israelis that we thought are comrades and the people that are committed to the struggle for justice in Palestine, they are doubting if this is any longer possible with Palestinians after what we've seen, what they've seen. On the other hand, we saw and we heard from Palestinians that saw all what happened in Saturday, that Saturday 7, as part of legitimate resistance. Now, of course, they have a legitimacy to resist the occupier, it's clear. But is it part of resistance to kill so many civilians, kids? And this is, I think, really a new question that we are asking ourselves. And I have to say that we are in the process of digesting it. And I don't think we have still a very good answer, but we are struggling with that.
Well, for those who are just tuning in, of course, I'm speaking with Eitan Bronstein, and he and his wife are going to be joining us on the 23rd in Hamilton, October 23rd, Monday, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Workers' Arts and Heritage Center. And that's going to be, again, 7 o'clock p.m. for the book launch of Nakba, The Struggle to Decolonize Israel. And yes, it is a polarizing event, this uprising and the violence that is now occurring. It's causing people to take more extreme positions one way or the other. I guess, I don't know if there's continuity here between the political divides within Israel itself and what you were experiencing previously, because it's my understanding that a large part of the discourse about your book and the tour and the discussion of it is how difficult it is to talk about the Nakba in Israel itself. And that was before this latest situation. So now we're in a new situation. It's almost uncharted how difficult or what it might be like to try to discuss these issues, I think.
Yeah, and I have, in fact, I think, in fact, that the situation in Israel just before this started a few days ago, I'm talking about the very big clash within the Israeli society around this right-wing government, is very relevant, in fact. And I think it's, and it's okay, it's not me. I mean, there are so many people around that are saying this much, maybe more experienced than me, and that that probably it had a big impact. On one hand, the provocations taken by this government, like, in, for example, in the mosque in Jerusalem, in the Old City, provoking so many times, while Palestinians' leadership was saying, look, you are dealing with something very sensitive here, you're going to pay a heavy price. And Israeli said, okay, they only talk what they can do to us, we're so strong. And on the other hand, the clashes within the Israeli society brought to some weakness, really weakness in the cohesion of the Israeli society. And this led to, for sure, the Palestinians around, maybe not only Palestinians, to look for opportunity to use this weakness and to try to attack. And it seems that it was a combination of the timing to attack now when Israel is on one hand provocating and on the other hand seems weak. And eventually we saw that the weakness was there clearly. So yeah, I think it's very relevant and it's an escalation. I can in the talk, of course, we can describe how we came about this situation since the Nakba. I think it's very, very relevant to understand that this is at the basis of the situation, the political situation in Israel, the Israeli society.
Well, the key word here is relevant. I think your book has turned out to be even more relevant than you or the tour organizers could ever have expected. I can only imagine the kind of discussions that will occur during your book tour. And I think the richness of the questions has been greatly enhanced by the current situation. So your tour is extremely timely. We're going to promote that. We're going to get it out there. We're going to use every channel that we have. And I think we're really glad to have you and your partner joining us here in South Ontario, in Toronto, in Hamilton, in Canada. We're very grateful that you're here at this time in particular. So thanks very much for joining us on the program. And I know you're a busy guy with lots of media and tours and air transport and so forth. So I'll leave you to that. But I think I can say I speak for everyone when I wish you a warm welcome into Canada. And we're looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Yes, we are looking forward to it. Thanks. Goodbye.
And that was Eitan Bronstein discussing the book he co-authored with his partner, Nakba, The Struggle to Decolonize Israel. And again, it's coming up October 23rd at the Workers' Arts and Heritage Center in Hamilton at 7 o'clock p.m.